USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Over 60 people had to be decontaminated after a chemical leak at a Texas amusement park. The incident occurred Saturday at Six Flags Splashdown outside of Houston. Authorities say an airborne chemical leak caused guests to experience minor skin and or inhalation irritation. 26 people were sent to hospitals for treatment. The park was closed down for the rest of the day. And the largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Centers for Disease Control say the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. But some health officials also say that misinformation about COVID and its vaccines are helping drive the spread. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, medical ICU director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And three of the Texas House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop a vote on Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through with a budget reconciliation process. Montana Senator Steve Daines says he's not sure about his support for the bipartisan measure. He tells Fox News that he needs to see the pay-fors before he can support it.
How are you going to pay for it? We are $30 trillion in debt. So we're waiting to get clarity on what the pay-fors are for additional spending. We also want to see what the CBO says about it. So that's going to come out here soon. But Neil, I just have to make a comment on that $3.5 trillion social infrastructure package. Neil, this is massive. This would be the largest spending bill passed over and above budgets in the history of our country. This is a massive spending bill. It's a massive tax increase. It is a lurch to the left like we've never seen before. Neil, it ought to be very concerning to every American what's going on. And by the way, it just takes one Democrat senator, one, because every Republican is going to be opposed to it. We get one Democrat senator to hopefully bring some common sense and stop this. That's what we are hoping for. But Republicans are completely left out this negotiation.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.